This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into the show. We love talking to him every Friday at about this time from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We talk Penguins with him, Mike DeFabo. Mike, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Certainly. How's mom? We always ask right off the bat. How's your grandmother?
She's doing great. It's Mother's Day coming up here. I'm going to see her. My dad's putting together a little brunch on Sunday, so it'll be nice. Celebrate mom and all mothers out there and all people who fill the motherly role, for sure.
You got to ask her what she thinks of Tom Wilson's shenanigans.
Well, I was going to say that. You know he's not her favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's her swear word for Tom Wilson, is it? Not her favorite.
No, okay. Well, along the Tom Wilson lines, let's have a serious discussion here. I think it's undoubtedly all headed for Donald Brashear, Marty McSorley situation. But here's the crazy part. I could see Tom Wilson playing either role, either swinging a stick at somebody or somebody being fed up enough where they swing their stick at Tom Wilson. How does this all end? I mean, let's look forward. How does this really come to a head with Tom Wilson?
I mean, he's been doing these same things for years and years, and it's not going to stop, I think, because they're not deterring him. Here's something Pittsburgh fans can relate to. James Harrison was fined $100,000 in 2010 when he was, going after guys' headshots. And the difference was the NFL wanted that out of the game, and they were going to make a point to these players to say, we're going to take playing time from you, and we're going to take away a significant amount of the money in your pocket. But the NHL clearly doesn't have a problem with the hits, or at least it doesn't want to take that aspect of hockey out of hockey, because $5,000 is pretty much a slap on the wrist, and the fact he didn't get any games is even more significant, because it sends a message to other players in the league. You can punch a guy in the back of the head when he's down, and you can pile drive a star player, an injured or star player, and you can get away with it. So I think it's sending the wrong message. And What the NFL realized is we have to protect our star players. You can't even touch a quarterback right now, because they know if Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or name the quarterback goes down, that's going to diminish the product. But obviously the NHL hasn't thought about that. They don't realize if you take Artemi Panarin off the ice, a lot fewer people are going to be interested in that game.
With the new TV agreements in place, could this come at a worst possible time, or do you think they'll be able to, on the fly before next season, start to understand, maybe via their media partners, especially Turner, who does such a good job with the NBA, the idea of marketing those stars that you just talked about, the Crosbys, McKinnons, McDavids of the world? Can they figure that out in the course of about 5 months?
Yeah, I think they're going to need to, but, I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth here. The other funny thing to me is that I talked to a lot of people who said, oh, yeah, that game the other night was much must-watch television. So at the same time, while we're talking about, oh, man, this is crazy, we're here to watch hockey, not watch brawls, a lot of people did make it a point, including myself, to watch the beginning of that game and see what was going to happen. So I would be very curious to see what the ratings were of that second matchup between the Capitals and the Rangers, because – even though a lot of people were upset with what Tom Wilson did, I think a lot of people were kind of eager to see what kind of response the Rangers would have, and because of that, they turned on the game.
Well, I don't know if this had any effect, the lack of action against Wilson, and then the way the Flyers behaved once that game got out of hand the other night, and then Gostisbehere with that ridiculous cheap shot on the guy that the Flyers all hate, Mark Friedman. But then for Gostisbehere to get a two-game suspension for that, which is warranted. I mean, I don't think you can argue with that. And then to Wilson get nothing. I mean, how's the NFL meeting out justice here for this sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, on the way to the game last night, I heard Brian Burke interviewed, and his son works in the within the Department of Player Safety. And his big point was there's no two hits that are exactly the same because there's the context of them, right? Like the one was, you know, his point was, you know, there's a difference between a hockey play and blatantly just trying to injure somebody. So after Mark Friedman had scored his goal, the play's over. The whistle had blown. The horn had sounded. And the guy took a hit at him and took a cheap shot. So he clearly wasn't trying to prevent a goal. He wasn't trying to protect his net front, anything like that. And that's why he was given two games. And that's what he was saying, is that to the best of their ability, what they try to do is be consistent and say, okay, what was this person's intent? How badly did they injure this person? Why did the injury occur? You know, how fast were they going? All those things factor in. And his point was that there's no two hits that are the same. And that's why he believes that it's a tough job. But, you know, I agree. It does seem like there's some level of irony in the fact that a statement got, what was it, 50 times the amount of a fine that the actual first act that provoked it actually got.
Fan headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. We'll give you fan headlines in about 13 minutes right here on The Fan. We're talking to Mike DeFabo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. How does Tanev change the dynamic of this hockey team that looks to be flying pretty high right now, a team that's looking to go into the playoffs and solidify their lines? But is he the kind of guy that can even sort of expedite the pace of play in the playoffs or give them an element that they haven't been playing with over the last month or so?
Yeah, for me, I go back to when he was signed. You know, immediately, or when he was signed, that was right after the Penguins lost that disappointing series to the New York Islanders. And at that point, Jim Rutherford was making comments about maybe there's some guys that are too content with where they are in their careers. We need to get younger, faster, and tougher to play against. And in Brandon Tanev, you're definitely getting a guy who's faster and tougher to play against. And he is... he's a wild man. I mean, he's just a crazy personality and a crazy person. I talked to his college roommate last year for a story I did, and he said, like, over 4 years, he never saw the guy sleep. So all the little things that Brandon Tanev does, blocking shots, you know, finishing his hits, flying in on the forecheck, all those kind of crazy, selfless energy plays that contribute in the regular season, they're only magnified in the playoffs, where kind of this sadistic side of the sport is almost embraced, and that's what wins you games. And so I'm really curious what it'll be when he comes back, because if you put him on the fourth line with Bluger, where he's been, which I think would probably be Mike Sullivan's first inclination, I think you have four pretty good solid lines where you're really rolling lines and everyone has strength to it. Everyone can be a threat in its own dynamic way. And or if you want to move him up in the lineup somewhere because you want more of those playoff attributes and add physicality and defensive conscience to a line like the Malkin line even, then I think he can contribute there. So he's definitely an important player for the Penguins, not only from what he does on the ice, but just from, I think, the sheer energy standpoint and that locker room presence, the guy that gets the players up ready to play a playoff game.
Mike DeFabo covers the Pens for the Post-Gazette. He's with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned Tanev, how he slots in, where he fits in, the four lines that they have. I agree with you, see him sliding up, maybe even to that second line on Malkin's left wing with Kapanen. The only reason I could see that is because we still have yet to see the chemistry really truly flower between Malkin and Zucker. And we saw Zucker play well with Carter, but that's really, over the course of his time here, the only time we've seen him look all that comfortable, to be quite honest. Is it possible, Mike, that this postseason decides whether Jason Zucker is here in the fall or not?
Well, what I think is I think there's a non-zero chance that they leave him unprotected, you know, for the expansion draft. And that's not anybody telling me that or anything like that. That's just looking at the situation and thinking of what I would do. And a lot of it just has to do with his salary cap hit. And I think what you would do is you would say, well, if you want to take him for this price, it wouldn't be the worst thing to clear. I think he makes $5.3 million off the top of my head. So I think that that's very realistic. And also, like we're mentioning, you know, they got him initially, and the price that they paid was for a top six winger. So if you gave up your best defensive prospect in Keelan Addison and a first round draft pick for a guy you're planning to play on the fourth line, that's not great value. And maybe there's another team out there that thinks that there's better value. So absolutely, this is an important period for Jason Zucker to prove here, especially in the postseason, that he could be a top six winger for the Penguins going forward.
You know, Mike, I think a good present for Mum for Mother's Day would be a Freddie Gaudreau jersey, because like the rest of us, she needs to embrace Freddie Gaudreau. I mean, he's been, you know, he's bounced around on the, you know, second, third, fourth lines, and now, you know, with Carter, it's like, whoa. I had no idea that they would get that kind of contribution from him.
Yeah, I like your idea that we might have to get expedited shipping from the Penn store to get that Freddie Gaudreau jersey. But you're right, and it's just a great story, I think, because like here's this guy that spent all of last year in the AHL, you know, couldn't even get an opportunity to play in the NHL, and he really, like, behind the scenes. I know that the Penguins, like the coaching staff and everybody else, like loves Freddie Gaudreau because of his attitude, where he's just this guy that's obsessed with trying to make the most of every opportunity, like never complains, does anything he can to just continue to earn his role, and he's doing that. And I think that he is a great addition to this team because he's a guy that can play both sides of the puck. He's good defensively. And then he finds a way to somehow just, like, the puck finds him in good situations and he makes things happen, seems to elevate the play of his line mates. So, you know, you need guys like that. You need guys who you know, speaking of back when Jim Rutherford was talking about guys too comfortable in their careers, and that's why he brought in Tanev. I mean, you need guys who are trying to prove something, and that's absolutely what Freddie Gaudreau is every single time he jumps over the boards for a shift.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. All right, I see this story as we're talking to you. A couple more minutes with Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Kennywood's going to open Saturday. Best ride at Kennywood, and is it sacrilege that the logjammer's no longer there? Thoughts on all of this, Mike DeFabo?
See, you're going to be surprised by this, but actually, so I grew up in Latrobe. We always used to go to Idlewild.
Here we go. Here we go.
You give me some nonsense about the wild mouse being better than the jackrabbit now?
At the beach or wherever, that the place you'd go to.
The wild mouse had, like, there was, like, a reputation. Like, you were going to end up with kidney bruises because it was so abrupt. And so it was like you were taking your life into your own hands if you were going to ride the roller coaster. I was a big fan. They had the spider where, like, it takes you up in the air and you spin it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Life moves at a slower pace out in Westmoreland County,
right.
Huh?
So did you ever go to Kennywood from Latrobe or no?
To be honest, no. I went once, I think, after like one of those, like a prom or something like that.
Well, that's a pretty fun time, I guess.
Like that.
Yeah. So you've got to go to Kennywood. You've just got to experience it.
I live close to Kennywood. Actually, that's on my list of things to do this summer, guys. So, I mean, we might have to plan a little trip. You know, maybe I'll win you guys a teddy bear, whatever you do at Kennywood with the fast pitch. I mean, I'm definitely down to go to Kennywood. I haven't been in a long time. I've been away from the area, but
okay.
I got season passes, DeFabo. We're making this happen.
Right, Kennywood.
Wait, and all of your guests on the Fan Morning Show receive a season pass to Kennywood.
Well, who's paying for that?
So nice
ground transportation.
Post Gazette paying for that.
What about are you a bumper cars fan? If we can get you on the bumper cars. Jim's a big bumper cars
fan. I love the bumper cars, especially on the parkway.
Oh, I've seen him in the Penguins parking lot. I know he's a bumper cars fan.
All right, fair enough. Have a great rest of your week. Jim's the kind
of
guy.
Don't tell Potash who dented his vehicle.
Right, and then left a note and signed it Joe. Anyway, thank you much, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. Tell my mom we said hello.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. There it is.
See you in the parking lot later.
Yes, Matt Mertz, Plumbing, Pittsburgh leader in trenchless sewer repair. It does open this weekend, Kennywood.
Yeah. Kennywood's open.
That's what I know. Every time somebody says that, you think, like, do they get the joke? Are they too young? Do they know it? Are they quite literally mean Kennywood's open,
right,
or do I need to look down? Anyhow, that, you know, you'll be in trouble for that though soon. Don't keep saying that. Somebody will be offended by it. They'll sue you for something, and you won't be able to say it, Jim.
You'll find,
yeah, you'll run afoul of somebody.
I'll call Shenderovich, and Fishman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.